God bless you, Brother Joseph. I'd like to ask you, you said you were praying for America these days, and the Lord gave you a message.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I got a message, and it's about Trump and America. It's a message from Jesus. It's just a sobering message for the same time. So this is what I felt that the Lord was telling me. And it begins, there is a lot of things in this message, actually. And it begins with Trump. Thank you, Lord. So this is what I felt from the Lord. I was praying and praying for America, what's going to happen. And this is the words I felt from Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus, to convey, Lord Jesus, what I really feel, it came from you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help our beloved brethren to check on me, judge this message if it's from you. Lord Jesus, amen. I have fear of God.
Amen.
To say one word that is not from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me to just give it the way, Lord Jesus, you gave it, Lord, for your glory, Lord, for the good of your sheep.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord says, He is fighting my battle. Trump is fighting my battle. His character and acts are not perfect. And he has not yet learned all my ways. And not all his ways are my ways. But who on earth is perfect? Who can cast the first stone? Who can say, I am not sinful? Yet, with all his flaws and lackings, yet I have chosen him to fight my battle in America for such a time as this. I also love his opponents, his enemies, those who hate him. I love them too. And I have blessings for them too. I have blessings for all who believes in me. It doesn't matter if he's a sinner. For all who repent and turn to me, my gospel, my love. But not that they do not repent of their sins against me, beginning of their killing of my innocent, defenseless newborns. Then if they repent of this, then I will bless them. I will forgive them, but only if they repent. The killing of my newborns was what filled the gap in the days of old, in the days of Moses, when they were casting them to the crocodiles. There are many of my children among you guilty of this. I say, stop it. Practice this no more. Do not fill your cup with iniquities. This practice does not come of me, the creator of all things, but of the evil one. This is not practicing my love, nor why I created you and sent you into the world. Stop it, or I, the Lord, will fight against you personally with the sword of the Spirit of my mouth, as it is written.
Revelation 2:16. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
No, Trump is not perfect, but I send him for such a time as this, as my instruments, to heal my land at this time. But only if my people will change and mend their ways, repent, call upon me, and be my light upon my hill, I have called them to be, as it is written.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
I say to the America that does not know me yet, turn to me because I love you. Turn to me because my blood was shed on Calvary. That blood is enough to wash away your sins. Come to me, because I love you. I love you so much that I gave my life for you. Believe in me, because your sins are fully paid. Only accept my sacrifice for your sins. Accept my forgiveness, and then turn around and begin to love, begin to forgive one another for my sake, that I forgive you everything and I forgave you all if you just repent. Don't believe the foolish world that says, oh, there is no sins. From Adam and Eve on, all have sins. Otherwise, from whence come wars? From where come all the hate and the killings and the witchcraft and the wicked financial oppression of the poor? But in the beginning, it was not so. Nor even in the days of my Moses, because...
Leviticus 25:9-14. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. 13. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession, and you shall sell anything to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor's hand, and you shall not oppress one another. Deuteronomy 15:4. Except when there may be no poor among you, for the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance.
There are no poor in my kingdom, and there will not be. That is my will, and that was and still is my law, the law of the gospel of my love. And all those religions that seek power, money, riches, I have not sent them, but they do deceive the people. Look at me. See how I came in a stable on a donkey, slept under trees. My religious buildings and prayer room was at times a stone among the trees. I love you all, whom I have created. All your races, all your skin colors, white, blacks, and all. I love you all, despite anyone's political, sexual, ideological, or racial orientations. As long as anyone is willing to forsake all that is not into the image of my love, as shown in my gospel of love. Forsake all in your lives that is not in the image of my love, and turn to my righteous teachings, as it is written.
Matthew 5:43-45. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this will all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Set your eyes and see among my true churches. Not all churches are true, but some are the false ones of Laodicea, and they do bring shame on my name, as I said in the 3rd chapter of Revelation and the 23rd chapter of Matthew. Look and see how my children of all colors dwell in my true churches in spiritual safety. See how they pray and have sincere, loving communion together, with no hindrance of color or race whatsoever. The rich, oppressing religions are not my doing. Search and see how in all my word, in the Bible, my true people have been always persecuted by the selfish, rich, and the oppressing, powerful.
James 2, 5 and 6. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts?
As for those who wonder what will happen in this country, America, I say, evil will fall on those who will choose their convenience and their selfishness, but blessings eternal to all who receive the truth, righteousness, salvation, and blessings of the good news of my gospel. I, the Lord, am the one who wins every election, because at the end, as it is written,
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
I, the Lord, I am at the controls. And even though I have given this present world to be run by those who have rebelled against the truth and the love of my word, yet soon my righteousness and love will again take control of the earth, and it will be heaven on earth again. That will be at the seventh trumpet. I will begin again to reign, as it is written.
Revelation 11:15-18. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and shall destroy those who destroy the earth.
So therefore, let both the wicked and the righteous be warned, as it is written.
Revelation 22:7, 11, and 12. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. Zephaniah 1:14-15. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty man shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Joel 2:12-15. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Surrender your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly.
So let this be a teaching for all of you, my children. It is my will that you love them that persecute you and hate you and lie against you. Do stand up for the truth, but do it in love, much, much love. Don't stoop down at their level. Love your enemies. Yes. Even your political enemies. Don't hate them that hate you, but love them with my love. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. For this is the victory that overcomes the world. My love, my truth given in love, my righteousness performed in love. So go in love and you will win. Go in love and you'll never lose. Don't worry of the darkness. Do not be fretful. Do not fear of what the darkness does against you. For darkness is overcome by the light, and love will win always. Amen. End the message.